The morning we're holding here in Siman Tof Mem Zayin Sif Hey. Today is January 1st, 2013. I just want to give everyone a Yashar Koyach for on a off day officially from work, and those who are here on a regular basis get your tremendous Yashar Koyach for coming every day, and those who have the off days and take the opportunity to come to learn is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. The Mechaber, I want to suggest, because if you take a quick look, don't run out when I about to tell you this. This sif is the next four pages. One sif. Okay, so don't run anywhere. We're going to have to get this clear. We're going to break it up in different segments, different pieces. First, we'll see the Mechaber straight. Okay, and the topic of discussion is that it's very foreign to us, but they used to, when they would salt the food, the meat, the fish, or the cheese, they didn't check necessarily to make sure there weren't chametzdikah crumbs in the salt that they used to salt the meat. It sounds like things like what's going on here? Like, where did they shop? Where did they buy their food? Their salt. But that's the cases back then. Things were a little different. So the question is one permitted to use the meat, the fish, and the cheese, as we'll see? Then the next part of the Mechaber will discuss a case when you have dogim meluchim, which means salty fish, which was soaking in water in a chametzdikah pot. Now, what's the chametzdikah pot doing there, right? So once again, they didn't have, like we keep in repeating, they didn't have all these, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond coupons to go buy new pots. So what happened was they had these leftovers. They had to make do with what they had, and unfortunately, they had this chametzdikah pot left out. Does the chametzdikah pot give off taste into this meat now that you want to use for your Seder night? Sounds far, right? Let's see now the Mechaber inside. This is just a little introduction to know what we're discussing here. Says the words of the Mechaber and Sim in Tof Mem Zayin Sif Hey. Basar Yavesh Ugvina V'Dogim. You have dry meat, cheese, and fish. That were salted, very important, before Pesach. The laws of chametz before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, after the sixth hour of the day, are more lenient as opposed to chametz on Pesach itself. So now we're talking, the time frame is Yud Dal Nisan, Erev Pesach. That's what we're talking now. You have your meat, cheese, and fish that were salted before Pesach, v'loynis haru behem, you were not careful, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, to make sure there wasn't any chametz in it. Mutar lo'achlo on Pesach, you're allowed to eat them, these items on Pesach. Continues the Mechaber, mi, however, dogim meluchim hashruim b'mayim b'Pesach, dogim meluchim, salted fish, which was soaking in mayim and water, b'Pesach, on Pesach, b'kli chametz, in a chametzdikah pot. The Mechaber says, "Yesh lahachmir lizoyer mihen b'pnei sheheim boilim b'pesach miplitas akelim." The Mechaber says one should avoid; he should be machmir and be strict, and not have this on Pesach. Not use this meat, the cheese, or whatever it might have been, because it absorbs from the taste from the pot that goes into the food. The chametz of Pesach is b'mashu, chametz on Pesach is aser b'mashu, meaning the smallest amount of chametz on Pesach is aser. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Tes on the bottom part of the page. So we're going to the bottom part of the previous page, Sif Katan Lamed Tes, that's 39 in the English edition. And we're discussing over here, Basa Yavish Ugvina V'Dogim Shenimluchu Kaidim Pesach. You have this meat, the cheese, or the fish that were salted before Pesach. Afilu b'kli chametz, even if it was salted in a chametzdikah pot. De'ei melich lekelim hafli, because there's a rule which we say that the kelim don't have the power to give off the taste. We're saying now before Pesach. V'oid, furthermore, the stam kelim ein ben yoimoy. The Mishnah Berurah is giving other reasons as to why it's permissible to use this meat, or the cheese, or the fish. And he says, because the average pot in your house has not been used in the past 24 hours. Therefore, it does not retain the status of what it was used for. In other words, if you have a fleshik pot, and you accidentally, we gave this example in the past, you accidentally cook macaroni and cheese in there, you're permitted to eat that macaroni and cheese, even though you cooked in the fleshik pot. Why is that? The reason is because after 24 hours, we assume the average pot in your kitchen has not been used in the past 24 hours. If you know you just used it, then you can't eat that macaroni and cheese. We say that after 24 hours, the taste of the pot is lipgam. It's spoiled. And it does not give off that meaty taste that's in the walls of the pot. It's not given off into the cheese. So here also, I have my chametz tikka pot that the meat was salted in. And once again, the case is that there's some salt, has perhaps some chametz tikka crumbs in it. So we're saying that since this pot has not been used in the past 24 hours, you can still eat this meat on Pesach. I'm sorry? The average pot, we're saying. You said what? Teflon, you're asking?
Yeah.
If what? What's the question? The halacha is that a pot itself does not have the status of being used in the past 24 hours. And after 24 hours, halachically, it's called pogum. Pogum means it's spoiled, it's blemished. So, doesn't matter. I haven't seen anywhere that says the difference between if it's Teflon or not Teflon in this regard. Well, what you'd have to do, there's an issue about how to kosher Teflon. Now, let's just not discuss Teflon for a second. But that pot, in the example we gave of, I don't want anybody walking out of here and then chafing up their wife's kitchens. You know, they're not going to be too happy with me. Okay, but. Let's just discuss that every day, not Pesach case for a second, the everyday scenario where if a person cooks with his Pesach, with his meat pot, he makes his macaroni and cheese in there, that pot has to be kosher. You cannot use it now, now it's milchix. You can't say that. You can't do that. Because what's going to happen is eventually you're going to come to make a deraisa, violate a deraisa case. Okay, let's continue over here. The chatchila, you have to kosher it. You cannot use that pot. The kabat cannot be used. If by mistake you didn't, then it was on the way to be kashered and it was used again. But the evet, it's still the food is still fine. But Chazal were concerned people who don't kasher those pots when they got messed up will come to make a mistake with the rice, a kiss the rice. The nois in town of gam koydim. Furthermore, in the shabura, the nois in town of gam koydim pesach lekuli al mishari. There's another rule which is called nois in town of gam. Nice in Tam of Gam means nice in Tam, it gives a taste, but the taste is spoiled. It doesn't enhance it, it ruins it. And the rule is that when something gives, before Pesach, this rule of nice in Tam of Gam, nice in Tam to give a taste, lifgam, that ruins the taste, does not enhance it, before Pesach is mutter. So these are all three reasons why we're saying that if you salted your meat, your cheese, or your fish, with the salt that might have some, perhaps chametz tikka crumbs in there, you can still eat this food. I would venture to assume, myself included, before we'd have learned these halachas, we all would have said, you throw it out. What else to talk about? Chametz tikka crumbs, perhaps in the salt? Chametz, Pesach, the two, thou shall not mix, right? But that's why it's important to learn the halachas. You see how you can save some money by learning these halachas. You don't have to throw out the meat. Mitam zeh, furthermore, afilo nichbishu kol leilu mi'eis la'eis. Misaych ha'kli ein le'esar. For this reasoning, even if these were soaking for 24 hours in this kli, there's no reason to forbid it. The after kovash kimavoshul, the Mishnah is asking a question now, even though we say we're in Sifkat Lamites in the middle, even though we say kovash kimavoshul means that when you soak something, now we're saying for 24 hour time period, even though it wasn't on the flame, it has the halachic status. Sometimes as being cooked. In this case, we're saying this case is not a problem. It does not enhance the taste, but it ruins the taste, so it's not a problem. Even if the pot was used in this case in the past 24 hours, we can be lenient. When does it receive the taste from the kvisha? We're about to say now is a halachic brain teaser. Okay, so if you want a halachic brain teaser, get ready for this one. When do we say something receives the taste from the pot after it's soaking there? For how long? It has to be there for 24 hours. You have a piece of meat soaking in this pot. When do we say it takes the walls, it takes the taste of what's in the pot? It's after 24 hours. However, we're about to say, I'll tell you outside before we read the words, after 24 hours, it becomes pogum. Because as Reb Joel pointed out correctly, it's called an eino ben yoma. The pot has not been used that day. Which means what? What does that do for us? What that means is that since the pot has not been used in the past 24 hours, it does not enhance the taste, but it ruins the taste. Have a seat. But it makes it ruins. Okay? It ruins the taste. So, can I have a safer, please? So let's just read those words inside now, and we'll clarify any lack of understanding here. The emasai mekabel tam in a kvisha. When does it receive the taste from the kvisha, from being soaked? Achami esleis after 24 hours. V'oz kvar nasa tam shebesoich hakli lefkam. At that point in time already, it's pogum. What does pogum mean? It's spoil. It's not enhancing. It's ruining. Because the 24 hours that the meat was soaking in this pot is already finished. It's over now. So let's just clarify this point. At the same, what's the concern? The concern is that the taste of this meat is receiving the taste from the walls of the pot because it was soaking there for 24 hours, right? That's concern number one. Because it has to be for a total of 24 hours in order to attain that taste of the walls of the pot. The problem is, when does that happen? After 24 hours. It has to be for a total of 20. As soon as you have after 24 hours, you know what happens? There's another issue that kicks in here. That's called eino ben yomo. It has not been used in 24 hours. So at the same time, when we're saying it's receiving the walls, the taste of the walls of the pot, but it's not, it's receiving the taste, which is irrelevant. It's not enhancing, it's pigam, it's ruining it. So that's another reason why we're saying it's mutter. Okay? Okay, it's what we call the halachic brain tweezer. It's a teaser. Tweezer. Okay. I can't say the words. Okay, let's see further. Sif cotton mem. The Mishnah says, V'loy nisharu mihem, bahem, what you were not careful with? You were not careful. Liv doi kamelach, shema nimso behem ktsas purichamis. You were not careful to check the salt to make sure that you don't have any crumbs of chametz in there. So when they use that salt, they possibly had chametz thick of crumbs in that salt at the same time. Nonetheless, the halacha is motir l'achlam, you are permitted to eat them. The af further in Sifkat Mem Aleph says the Mishnah Brura, the af im hoya b'hamelech tsas chametz ubalu mihem, even though if you have in the salt a little chametz, and it was absorbed into this food, it's nullified, that taste is nullified before Pesach, and is not reawakened on Pesach. So even if you had a little chametz in that salt, which was thrown onto the meat, I'm seeing faces of people like astounded. I was astounded also, right? We're saying you can still eat it. This is now, once again, it's before Pesach. When the leniency is, when I say before Pesach, doesn't mean today's also before Pesach. It's January 1st, according to my calendar. Before Pesach means Yud Dal Nisan, after Chatzos, when there's an Issa Dereis of having chametz still, of eating chametz. But it's not an Issa Kares. There's more leniencies. That's what we're talking about. Let's see further here. Sifkat Mem Beis. You're allowed to eat this on Pesach. Now, if this meat was sitting in a kli shel chametz, in a chametz thick pot, like in the salt water that was produced from this melach, the salt. Some say shafilu munach shom zmanuot. Some say that if it was resting soaking in this pot for a small amount of time, is man what? How much is a small amount of time? He says here that when you, for example, let's say you put the pot on the flame and you turn on the fire, burner, thank you, and it starts to bubble up, to burn, to be Yatzeledes boy. In number 67 of the Dershu, they bring different opinions. One opinion says it's 18 minutes. Another opinion, the brother of the Maral of Prague, in the Sefer Vikuach Maim Chayim, tells us, since we're not experts how much time that is, he says to be concerned immediately that if it's soaking in this pot with the salt water, that it might transfer the taste immediately. Yesh lo din kavush al yedei zeh, has a status of kavush. Kavush, we say, is kimavushal, like it's cooked, it's pickled, it's soaked, like it's cooked. Valkain, therefore, im hoya ben yoimoy, mibliyas achametz. Since it's not a matter of 24 hours, it's happening immediately. So if it was a case of a pot that was used in the past 24 hours, oy shohaya maluach harbe keder shemolchin basel lezman meruba, or it was salted with a tremendous amount of salt, like they use a lot of salt when they take out the blood from the meat. Shemolichim basel is mamru for a long time, a lot of salt they used. Aser mashmunach v'soichatzir, it's forbidden to use now, it's forbidden to use this meat or whatever food it was that was in this chametz sticker pot, which was very salty, which was, we're saying it doesn't need, you're only 24 hours now. It happens right away. It's much faster. And we're saying the pot was used, like in Max's case, right? The pot was used in the past 24 hours. So all of these reasons are reason to say that you cannot use this meat, this food inside. The mashal amayla, however, mashal amayla mitzir enei bichlal kovish. That which is above the tzir. Let me use my hands for examples here. My left hand is below, is submerged in the liquid, the salty liquid. My right hand is above the salty liquid because it's resting on the piece that's underneath. So this top piece is not a problem. Whether or not you have to remove from the bottom piece, we're not getting into right now. But whether or not you have to remove from the bottom part of the top piece, it's a different issue. But we're saying this top piece, which was not submerged, is not a problem. Even though it was in that pot, we don't say the laws of osmosis. Okay, let's see a little further. We're continuing the words of the Mechaber now. We said, Mio, however, now it's a different case. Different case now. Dogim meluchim hashuyim b'mayim b'pesach b'kli chametz. You have fish which is being salted in a chametz thicker pot. In this case, we're saying, Yesh lahachmer mehem b'nei shehem boilim b'pesach m'plitis hakeim. You should be machmir in this case. Once again, I want to point out the word, machmir. Doesn't say you should be, it's usur. Okay, we'll come back to it. I just want to point out here, it's important to say that the case we're talking here is a chumrah, not that it's usur. We'll see later on. It's pointed out to me that we have another line and a half in the Sifkat Membei still. So let's go back over there to the bottom of Sifkat Membei. V'yeshoyimim sha'af v'zeh einoy usur. So here the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us it has to be there for a 24-hour time period, because we're not talking about a davar charif. Davar charif is a sharp type of food, which you would not need a 24-hour time period to sit in there, because the charifus, the sharpness of this food, would enhance it and transfer the taste faster, as well as the fact that it would... Had to be maluach harbe, means a lot of salt, like we mentioned. However, makom hefsid, in the case of a tremendous loss, hefsid, a loss, yesh lismoich, one can rely lahokil on the lenient opinion, the mashinasa kaidan pesach, on this, that it was made before Pesach. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah now, sifkat mem gimel. You have now fish that was salted, b'mayim b'pesach, in the water on Pesach. Avol koydim Pesach ein lahachmir, before Pesach one does not be machmir. Koydim Pesach ein lahachmir af lechatchila, even lechatchila. Even if the pot was used in the past 24 hours, and you have the blios, the taste from of the chametz inside the walls of the pot, why is it not a problem? Because they're saying that it's cold. When it's cold, it's not transferring taste. And even according to those who are machmir in the previous sif, the betzir, in regards to the brine, hayoytzei alidei melicha, which comes out through the salting process, nechshav kikavush, af is mamut, it's like it was soaking there, it's like it's pickled for a small amount of time, and you don't need the whole 24 hours. Hach, in this case, kevin sheshor b'mayim, since it's soaking in the water, hamayim evatan kayichatzir, the water nullifies the power of the brine. Mikomakim, nonetheless, the Pesach Gufa on Pesach, if this was salted on Pesach, when the halachas on Pesach are more strict, we're turning the page now, the Isurai B'chol Shehu, the Isur is the smallest amount, they don't say batel b'shishim with chametz on Pesach itself, Machmirin, we are more strict, Afilo Shara Zmanuot, even if it's soaked there only for a small amount of time. What does a small amount of time mean? A small amount of time means that it's soaked there for, as he says in the Oyla Shabbos, im nishru pachas michdei sheyitein al or, less than the amount of time that it takes for the flame to make the pot hot. Even if it's soaked there for less than that amount of time, it's still a problem. Da'akoponim alidei charifus hamelech nivlo koshu, like we just explained earlier. Since the sharpness of the salt, it causes the food to transfer, the taste to transfer much faster. Vayim b'magin Avram, shemitzadei the dogim meluchim, shekorin herring. A few days ago we discussed chalent in the Mishnah Brura. Now we have your whole Shabbos meal. Now we have herring. If you have the herring, which is very salty, shriyosan azin v'chazakim heim ve'ein amayim mevatan koychatzir. You, in order to make the herring, it has to soak in this powerful brine and this very salty food. The water does not nullify it, this brine. If a person made his herring that he intended to eat on Pesach, he made it in his chametz thick pot, you should be machmir and not eat it on Pesach. Because the sharpness of the concoction, whatever the herring is made of exactly, the brine, thank you, that sharpness of that brine is going to transfer the taste faster. All right, let's stop here for right now, and then we'll maybe pick up later. Thank you.